Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're just going to get, the first segment is always when we launch out of the blocks like we're crazy. So, joining me now, because we're going to talk about this, because he was the first one, I think, to sort of break this, is the gun writer, the Second Amendment Foundation investigative reporter, the Armed American News guru, that would be Lee Williams. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. I'm mystified. The political gamesmanship that we seem to have going on is sort of getting out of hand. But let's kick off with this because you've done a follow up as well on it. So let's talk about UPS. You were the one that broke this story, as far as I know. What's the UPS got going on?
Well, they've lost their mind. Quite frankly, they are terminating accounts of gun dealers across the country, specifically guys that are involved in any in selling any kind of parts for homemade firearms. They sent out a letter to a guy here in Florida who runs Ghost Firearms. Now, he's a regular gun shop who happens to sell uppers, lowers, you name it, including some OEM parts, and makes rails. They said, we write to inform you that UPS has learned that your company may be violating applicable laws concerning the shipment of, quote, ghost guns to unauthorized locations. In light of our concern, UPS has determined that it will cancel your account effective immediately. Now, I spoke to Ghost owner Joe Zatar. I mean, his world is upside down. He has just sent out $30,000
right.
worth of products. And UPS said that anything tendered by Ghost Firearms may be seized or destroyed. He's not a happy man right now. And to make matters weirder, Brownells posted something on their Facebook directing their customers to alternative shipping methods. They said, heads up, UPS has made the decision to no longer accept Brownells packages. We are working to put an email together to send to customers who have their accounts defaulted to UPS. Or who have open orders with UPS. Now, they took their post down a few hours later, which raises bigger questions about what they are doing or not doing. But it all kind of made sense in the follow today. Sometimes you just got to go with what you got
right.
as far as the story goes. And that prompted the release of some information about why they're doing this or why we expect they're doing this.
One question. They cite applicable laws regarding shipment of parts to unauthorized areas.
Right.
Okay, so which laws are they violating? Do they ever mention that? Or is that
no.
It's the nebulous thing. Okay.
Yeah, and Zatar just had ATF in his shop a couple weeks ago, and they went through everything, including the recipients, the end users. And he was fine, 100% legal. And these guys that are shipping the 80 polymer 80s and the 80% receivers, they're not
right.
stupid. They're not going to send one to New York. They're not going to send one to California. So the whole may be violating really comes into focus. You know, UPS is just, well, they're chicken, you know what. And there's no way to run a business. They're penalizing the small businessmen.
So, now, I guess it's probably, the problem with this is whenever they do this kind of thing, then the dealer or the probably the gun dealer. They're the ones scrambling, trying to find an alternative to this. Have they?
Might become difficult based on what we found out today. Five Democratic senators, Markey in Massachusetts, Blumenthal in Connecticut, and Murphy in Connecticut, Cory Booker in New Jersey, and of course, not to be last but not least, Dianne Feinstein from the People's Democratic Republic of California.
Yeah.
They sent him a very ominous letter. It went to UPS, FedEx, a whole bunch of trucking companies, a whole bunch of rail companies. It even went to the U.S. Postal Service saying, quote, "We are concerned that lack shipping security measures are contributing to the epidemic of gun violence in this country, allowing criminals to use stolen firearms to commit crimes." That's pretty ominous coming from this crew. And then they went through and they made a whole bunch of questions and document requests of these shipping firms, i.e. the number of firearms they've shipped during the last 5 years, policies they have in place to secure firearms, how the carriers, this is the telling here, how the carriers define firearms, and whether imitation firearms, frames, receivers, ammo, and silencers are included in this definition. And then they want records about that they maintain lost or stolen shipments or regarding packages containing firearms. And, you know, you get a letter like that from these five powerful senators, that's going to cause you to, well, it shouldn't cause a good company to do anything. But, you know, a lot of these shipping firms like UPS have gone woke. So I think that may be what prompted their ominous letter to the gun dealers and canceling all these subscriptions or accounts.
So which came first, the letter from the senators or the letter out there?
The letter from the senators was sent on May 19th, okay? And the letter to our guy got is June 20th. So it took about a month.
Yeah.
They hit it. You know, that's enough time for the senior officials at UPS to get together, rub their pointy heads, and decide what to do.
And I guess
what
they
don't like is...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I guess the thinking right now, and I mean, I don't really have time to get in. We can talk about this in the next segment, but I guess the way of thinking right now is with the compromising that the Senate has been doing here recently on the BSCA or whatever they call that little no do nothing bill that they passed. Since they decided to compromise on that, they might look at this and say, yeah, I can see this as being a reasonable thing, too. So is that what you're thinking?
Yeah. Common sense thing. Common sense thing.
Of course.
It's worth noting that the UPS letter that Ghost Firearms got, nobody even had the guts to sign it. It's signed sincerely UPS customer compliant. So there's no person at UPS you could call and talk to. He'd call up his shipping rep from UPS. The guy had no idea about any of this. So it shows it's quick, it's ad hoc, and it happened quickly.
Now, I did get after I talked about this yesterday briefly, and I did get notified by one of my listeners. It is a postal delivery person that even though you mentioned that, but he's saying you can still ship guns via UPS Express. Today, it costs a little bit more, but I don't know.
I don't think they're hitting all the dealers, but they are hitting the guys that sell, definitely hitting the guys that sell the homemade gun parts.
Right.
I know. It's infringing.
It is infringing.
Away.
Yeah. Well, so, I tell you what, coming up on the first break, you can... Follow. There's a lot of ways to follow Lee Williams. He's the writer at Armed American News, which is his collaboration with Mark Walters at Armed American Radio. He is the investigative reporter for the Second Amendment Foundation, and he is the gun writer at Substack. If you search the gun writer, you will find him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Meister.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are talking with Lee Williams. He is the gun writer from a lot of things. He's the gun writer from a lot of things. But he's the gun writer. Do you have a business card that just says the gun writer?
I actually have an electronic business card. It's made in England. Scan it with your phone and download all the data. I've used it exactly one time.
Well, nobody goes anywhere anymore, do they?
No, you really don't.
I bought a bunch of business cards for SHOT Show 2021. Still sitting on those.
Yeah.
I think I gave out one the other day to somebody. Hey. Anyway, back to stuff if we can. So here we have UPS. They're trying to, I guess, they're going to look at parts, I guess, and say that if you're selling parts, that's a problem with shipping, because you might be setting an 80% lower. You might be violating an applicable law. You might be shipping it. And now, doesn't Ghost Guns, don't they know who they can and can't ship to, and can't they prove who they do and don't ship to?
Yeah, they're very good about not shipping to states where they're prohibited. I immediately started thinking about, what is Pneuma Charms going to do? Okay, is there a part of any gun made since 1800 that they don't have? You know, and you look at Brunel's, look at all the other guys that are out there. This could really affect a lot of people.
There's probably no way to figure out how much money that is in shipping.
No. Or what they're going to do, what UPS will do. If, I mean, are these companies going to have to bow down before them and say, look, we won't ship any 80%ers, or we won't ship this, or we won't ship that? It's all got to be coming from Joe and Kamala and the Biden-Harris administration.
Sure.
You know they're pushing it. And it's just more of this chipping away, man. I'm getting so tired of it, Bill. We're looking for the, you know, we're on watch for the big bill that's going to come and confiscate our modern sporting rifles. That ain't going to happen. It's going to be this continuous chipping away of our constitutional rights. And this is a good example of that.
Yeah, but I can see a model where, you know, in the early days when you had to use a courier, like the Pony Express.
Yeah.
That was a thing. And nowadays, route delivery is not that big of a thing to consider. And I could easily see some of these gun companies getting together and making a hub and making their own UPS.
Well, look at Amazon. They basically created their own UPS,
yes.
It seemed like overnight.
Yes. So, I mean, it's not something that cannot be overcome. Is it going to be overcome tomorrow? No. But, I mean, right now, the problem with trucking right now is fuel.
Yeah.
But it isn't going to be that way all the time. It isn't going to be that way all the time simply because Biden any minute now is just going to forget that you don't use the bathroom in the Oval Office, and then they're going to be taking him away. Ha ha. And then we'll have Kamala, and, I mean, that's going to be just... That'll be funnier than what we got right now. But I mean, the stuff that's going on right now, though, is as incompetent as it is. It is definitely a painful wedge in the temple as they try to do. And you know, really, truly, they're losing. They're losing the fight. They're losing this fight. The Supreme Court has come in there. They did the Bruin case, and they vacated four other cases concerning bans and magazine bans. And you got 25 states now that are permitless carry, and there's other states out there in the blocks trying to work it through. We did see a couple of spineless, didn't have to do it, didn't even understand what compromise meant. When they did the BSCA, they didn't get out there and say, okay, well, we'll give you enhanced background checks for 18 to 21-year-olds for national carry reciprocity. They just said, no, that's good. And I'm sure they were probably sitting back going, this was actually the... there's no damage done here to the Second Amendment because they won't ever enforce this, which, you know, to be honest with you, I mean, have you had any chats with Alan about this UPS thing? Because
I have not, but to your earlier point, yeah, this won't infringe upon the Second Amendment unless you're 18, 19, or 20.
Yeah.
Then you have no Second Amendment rights. No, we're Mr. Gottlieb. Alan is just running around the country suing everybody right now and trying to enforce the Supreme Court's
decision, which is, doesn't make any sense, but for guns it does, you know, because why would we have to do this? They just filed a notice of supplemental authority in a case challenging the ban on handguns,
right,
18 to 20, based on MSRPA versus Bruin. I mean, you would think that these states, especially New York and California, would have stepped up to the plate and decided that, yay, we got to comply with the Supreme Court opinion. But no, they're going to have to be dragged by the hair into court and shown the error of their ways, which, of course, will cost money, our money, although Second Amendment Foundation is pretty good about getting attorney's fees, but that takes forever.
Right.
So, yeah, we're going to have to enforce the order of the Supreme Court, which I still can't believe. I mean, look what that woman's name doing in New York. She's making every damn place a prohibited place right now.
Well, I mean, that's never going to pass muster. Right. That's never going to pass muster. Yeah, they want to make Manhattan. What they want to do is they want to make it to where, unless you expressly say that guns are welcome, they are by default gun free. They guns prohibited.
Yeah.
So, you know, I want to see. Now, we haven't heard this yet. I want to see how many people apply. Despite all this stuff, I want to see how many people apply.
I know. That's going to be telling as hell. But still, they're making it difficult to carry. So you can have a permit, you just can't carry the damn thing anywhere. And, you know, she's never been elected. I hope she does not get elected, not reelected. I hope she gets out of there because, you know, New York and Illinois are very similar. They're good conservative areas there, you know, but for Chicago and New York City.
Right, right. I mean, New York's a big gun state, except for, you know, and everything, you know, New York City is down there towards the bottom lower tenth of the state, and they refer to everything as upstate New York from there, which is funny. We're coming up on the next break. Talking to Lee Williams, talking about UPS and all the little shenanigans the gun grabbers are trying as they go along. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bail has been denied for the man accused of shooting and killing eight people at a 4th of July parade Monday outside Chicago. Lake County Major Crime Task Force spokesman Chris Covelli saying they believe he was considering another attack in Madison.
There are indications that he didn't put enough planning forward to commit another attack.
He says all of the shooting in Highland Park was done from a roof overlooking the parade. 21-year-old Robert Cremo III is charged with 8 counts of first-degree murder and faces life in prison if convicted. At least 30 others were also injured in the attack. President Biden is spending some time in the battleground state of Ohio. The president announcing the final rule implementing the American Rescue Plan's Special Financial Assistance Program. USA Radio News. Two police officers are recovering after being shot during a fireworks show in Philadelphia on Monday. Philadelphia Police Deputy Commissioner Joel Dale says,
both officers, they are home recovering. They are both in good spirits, and they are both eager to come back to work.
Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kinney also addressing calls to step down after he learned about the shooting and remarked he would be happy when he's no longer mayor. He says he's grateful to be mayor and was overcome with emotion at the time. At One Police Plaza, members of the U.S. Marshals Service and NYPD announced the results of a June law enforcement initiative called Operation North Star. Regional Fugitive Task Force Commander Ed McMahon shares the outcome.
The results nationally of Operation North Star are a great success. We had over 1,400 fugitive apprehensions, including 230 for homicide.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Well, we are talking to Lee Williams. He is the gun writer. He is the investigative reporter at the Second Amendment Foundation. You mentioned Alan Gottlieb, Second Amendment Foundation executive director or executive vice president or whatever. I just call him the man.
Yeah.
And, you know, like Chico and the man. I'm just dating myself, I know. But anyway. He is, and he's all, and that's what they do. But I mean, that's actually going to be a very vital component going forward, because some of these states are just going down with a whimper. Maryland, the AG there directed to do away with the good cause thing for concealed carry permits. California has done the same thing. New Jersey's done the same thing. There's a few other states that I'm still waiting to see if they do that or not, but some of them are going away with a whimper. New York, on the other hand, they're doing everything they possibly can. They want to, I guess, they've changed good cause to being of moral and good character, and they want to find out your, you know, they want all your social media accounts for that one, which I never knew that was a thing, to where, you know, that would be what determined, so, you know, your good character or not. Did you know that good character is determined by your Instagram account?
Yeah, that's somewhat disconcerting. I think what you're going to see in response is people that will just start caring without bending a knee, bowing down, and asking the California governor, Lord Newsom, for permission to carry. They're making it too silly. And social media, I mean, who doesn't have fun on social media? Who's going to judge whether your post is the definition of good moral character? You make fun of Newsom, you make fun of Joe, make fun of Kamala. Does that mean you're not a person of good moral character?
But, I mean, you bring up a very good point, because if who's going to be administering... Right now in New York City, it's the cops. And they have defunded the police to the tune of $1.5 billion. They also have a crime wave happening out there. Not a crime wave, a crime tsunami happening out there. And on the one hand, nothing's really changed, and they pointed that out. They said, we haven't made a law yet to where this actually goes into effect. So nothing has changed. And then as soon as they have the first shooting there, while nothing has changed, they say, it's due to the easy access to guns. Which I think there may be two actual gun shops in New York City proper, in one of the boroughs outside of Manhattan. I'm not sure. But who's going to administer that? Who's going to be the ones that get out there and go, okay, I was looking at your social media and you like Ted Nugent. Denied! Who's going to be doing that?
That's a hell of a question. I mean, they've had these hearing examiners in place there forever that were determining whether or not you provided good cause.
Right.
I'm sure these same professionals will be determining whether or not you're a person of good moral character. And by that I mean someone who's a registered Democrat and who's never balked or posted anything bad about Slow Joe and Kamala.
Right. You know, this opens up the next cottage industry for me. If there's some way to go back into the Wayback Machine and expunge all of your social media past, can you imagine how much money that'd be worth to some people?
Yeah, I would start with some of mine, but hey, I'm a foregone conclusion. Thank God I live in a free state,
yeah,
like Florida, where we are looking at constitutional carry in our next legislative session. DeSantis has sworn he would sign a bill before he leaves office, be that in when he's done being governor for whatever reason, whether he's done or whether he goes on to bigger and better things.
Oh, I think he's going to go on to bigger and better things. I think he's going to end up being the president. I can't wait for him to be the president.
Yeah, he is.
I can't wait.
Got this terrible habit of finding really good people to surround himself with and then listening to them. Well, you see it all the time. I mean, the man has not stumbled in any way, shape, or form. Some of the things he's done. Now, yeah, he could have pushed for constitutional carry during one of the special sessions, but he didn't. However, he has said he's going to sign it, a bill, before he leaves office. So that's about the only thing that, you know, I'm less than pleased about with him. He has not made one stumble. He's got a hell of a career ahead of him and a good track record behind him. Unlike some of our other governors, like the one who's now our senator, Rick Scott, who signed Parkland, and then now denies that the Parkland type ideas were good ideas. I don't know which side of the fence Rick is on half the time.
Well, was he one of the ones that was he one of the 10 that voted, or one of the 15 that voted for? No,
he voted against it. However, he pretty much voted for it when he signed the Parkland bill.
Right,
it's a lot of the same ideas.
These guys. My senior senator is Lindsey Graham, and he 100%
condolences.
Yeah, 100% he believes that we elect him for him to use his superior IQ to decide these issues. And he doesn't really listen to his constituents. I would very much love to see at some point in the future, and I don't know how that's going to work out, but at some point in the future, I'd like to see these states start taking steps to recall these national office holders.
Yeah.
And say, no, that's not your seat. That's our seat. We own that seat. So we're going to take it back, too, by the way. You're fired.
Well, Florida would be a great place to start because we have Lil Marco and Rick Scott, both of whom left the state and then are getting more anti-gun every day that goes by.
Right.
Don't forget, Marco sponsored that bill that would incentivize state to produce red flag laws, which is now part of this latest atrocity.
Well, Alan had a good point on that when I had him on. His point is that most of the ones that want them already have them. So all the good is doing right now. New York had them. That didn't stop Buffalo.
Illinois
had them. That didn't stop what just happened here. That's all, you know. And a politician wannabe co-signed on the FOID card for that Cremo cat.
Yeah, that is interesting in a bad way. I mean, they had quite what would definitely qualify as two red flags, yet this small little police department in Highland, for whatever reason, maybe they were busy, maybe they had parking tickets to go and write, they never entered him into the state database, which just goes to show you how worthless this crap is.
Well, I've got something I want to float past you into this next segment when we come up, just to see what you think about it. Simply because you're a critical thinker, and I like critical thinkers. Critical thinkers make my world go around anyway. I can't stand for somebody to just say, listen, I read a story the other day. Yeah. It's all going to happen. Well, okay. Did you double check that? Did you look into it? Did you look for the sources? I think critical thinkers and John Lott, probably. I get along with John Lott. He's, you know, I don't think as critically as he does, because he's got a very ordered mind. Mine is sort of like a attic that's been dropped from high altitude. But I try to think in an ordered fashion. But I just want to throw this your way, simply because the more I look at all of this stuff and the more I see these things occur in these states, that just demonstrates for me so many things about gun control that are just complete and total failures because they catch nobody. Now, we'll talk about that in just a second. Lee is the gun writer. His website, let me pull that up. The website is thegunwriter.substack.com. He's also the main writer at Armed American News, and he is the Second Amendment Foundation investigative reporter. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Lee Williams. He is, he's the gun writer. And the thing about him being the gun writer is he thinks. So here's my question to you. Gun control, let's look at the tenets, some of the tenets of gun control. Background checks. Here lately, with the exception of Adam Lanza, and maybe the San Bernardino terrorists, I'm trying to think of how many people that have done a rampage killing event that didn't pass a background check.
Yeah, those are the only two I can come up with. They look at what the person has done, not what they're going to do.
Right. The thing about that is that we're told that that would stop crime. A background check is a Polaroid of you at this moment and going backwards and has nothing to do with what you may or may not have going on later. So, that's a failure. Red flag laws. Well, we know where they've had red flag laws. We don't know of any rampage killings that have been stopped. We know of plenty. With Parkland, with Nicholas Cruz. Now, they didn't have a red flag law in place, but they went and saw him like once a week for a couple of years, didn't they?
Yeah. They were in frequent contact with that young terrorist.
So, for that one, I sit there and I'm like, so... Even when you didn't have a red flag law in place, every state has a law in place where they can do an involuntary hold on you for 72 hours at minimum. They can take your guns and everything else if they deem you to be a threat to yourself and others. Every state has a law like that as far as I know. California has one that Van Halen used for an album name, 5150. But... So every state already had that, but now they've got red flag laws. And here's what I'm leading up to. Background checks don't work, and apparently they don't do anything to anybody when they fail one. That's item number one. Item number two, they're not really enforcing most of the other stuff, and that's because it's so labor-intensive. When is the rest of America going to wake up and say, gun control isn't actually administered to? All these things that they want to do, all these things they want to say, with the exception of the permitting process, which is, they've already got that infrastructure in place because they have driver's licenses. Every state has driver's licenses. So they can, that kind of thing is sort of already in place. But everything else is extra work, and everybody else is, they're subject to the whims of their budget. So the only thing that isn't expensive and labor intensive, the only answer is to harden society and let people carry guns, which has now been, that's now a confirmed right within the United States. I know there's some states that don't want it to be. When do you think the rest of, what kind of thing is going to have to occur in this? And all of this, you know, I mean, I think the laws they just passed in the Senate, none of those laws would have stopped this Primo, whatever his name is. None of that would have stopped him. You know. Plus, and here's my other thing. This is my other thing. And you tell me what you think about this as well. So, Nicholas Cruz, Adam Lanza, the guy in Buffalo, the guy in Uvalde, now this guy. These are all young fellas. These are all young fellas that were locked away for 2 years after public school. They were brought up in the public school. They were either done with school or getting done with school when they got locked down. And whatever mental hitches they had going on got to marinate for 2 years.
Regarding the last part, let's do that first. I think you're going to see that the majority of these kids, or these young men, are on some type of prescription drug, type of psychoactive prescription drug.
Right.
And I think that is the story that is yet to come out. I know Tucker talked about it a little bit the other night. I've seen excerpts of it, but I haven't seen the entire show yet. But I think that is going to, that when that story is finally told and told well, that'll explode. That will explode. Now, we all know that the pendulum swings to the right, to the left. In my humble opinion, it's going to swing back so hard to the right starting in November that it's going to damn near come off the clock.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to see people finally start to realize that the answer is allowing people to take care of themselves, allowing people to constitutionally carry without having to jump through any hoops. Because I think we're damn near there right now. But in November, and then, you know, once 2024 rolls around and we can control the House, Senate, and the White House, I think you're going to start seeing things seriously debated and probably passed, up to and including national constitutional carry reciprocity. Because everything else is not working. All it is about power. All it is about control. And I don't care. My liberal friends are starting to see it, that it's not an answer, that it's not doing anything but making it more inconvenient for them to buy firearms now, because a lot of them are, because of the way Joe Biden is wrecking this country. They want to be able to take care of themselves. So I totally agree with you, and I think we're close on both counts.
Well,
some it's pills, and yeah, we're going to have national reciprocity for constitutional carry.
Well, that would be good. That would be good. But I mean, if they do actually swing, see, when I was a kid, my dad liked to watch Meet the Press and everything, and I would watch these two factions face off on each other. And they never threatened each other. They always were quite polite. They referred to each other as friends. And I know I'm not naive enough to think, well, you know, that back then politics was a gentleman's game. I'm sure it was just as crooked then in the 60s as it is now. But we didn't have, unfortunately for us, most of America is not a deep thinker. They're not critical thinkers. So when they see something on the TV, they just think it's gospel. So right now, people like me and you, we enable baby killers, and we enable massacres, and we enable this, and we enable that. And if they really believe that, then at some point, they're probably going to take some sort of action like James Hodgkinson did, right?
Right.
They're probably going to take some sort of action like that. And then that's going to be bad for them. That's going to be very bad for them, because they're just not, this is not their game. This is not their thing. Most of them have never gone and done some of the stuff that we did prior to what we do today. And, you know, we're just going to be flipping a switch and going, you know what, this really angers me that I thought I was past this, and you're putting me back in this room. That's fine. We're going to stay in the room for a minute. When I come out, you're going to be hurting. I hope they do wake up. I hope they do wake up. I hope they do become critical thinkers. I hope they see the utility of an armed society and the stuff that's involved in it. But I just think that gun control is such a... When they're out there paying people not to work, gun control is such a labor-intensive operation to try to execute, which they don't. They don't try to execute any of it.
No, they don't. And show me a police department or a sheriff's department that has 25, 30 guys just sitting around doing nothing who could form this gun control reporting team to make sure the red flags all get filed and the guns get confiscated. Show me any law enforcement agency that is or a city or a county or a state that has the manpower to do that.
Well, I mean, especially in the era of the Ferguson effect, in the era of defund the police, they don't have enough officers right now to... They don't have enough officers, and they've already spent their gas budget for the year.
They certainly have.
Thank God.
I spent my gas budget for the year.
Yeah. Thank God Lee and I live in states where we can carry guns, and we don't have to worry about calling the cops. We'll call them and say, no rush. Listen, we're running out of time. We're running out of time. Thank you very much for joining me on this quick... That's a fast hour, huh?
Oh, my God. Is it time already?
Yes, it is. That's a fast hour. Follow Lee at the website where I go is thegunwriter.substack.com. But he is also the main writer, the only writer, I think, at Armed American News. And he's also the Second Amendment Foundation investigative reporter. He is out there everywhere, all over, doing it all, dotting the I's, crossing the T's. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bill. Always enjoy.
Yes, sir. Coming up next is going to be Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman. And she's bringing with him her. Mike Hughes, he's the developer of the CERT pistol. I'll let him explain that to you. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.